And now we come to the practical exercise of the sleep program. This is part two. You should already have listened to part one, where you can create the basic foundation of the room that you will sleep in and the bed that you are going to lie in. The exercise involves relaxation, and you must not listen to this whilst driving a car or operating machinery or anything that requires your full attention. So when you're ready, let's begin. Now in your mind's eye, you're going to be going to a room in your house or a room in a house that you've constructed in your mind. It can be an actual house, or it can be one that you construct from scratch. If you've constructed it from scratch and it's your sleeping quarters, then I want you to imagine that you're now walking into the front door of the house. You're now walking up the staircase, and the staircase can be as grand as you want it to be. There may be pictures on the wall showing your achievements. There may be a stained glass window showing your achievements. Whatever it is, make it positive, with positive quotations and positive images, as you walk slowly up the stairs and into your sleeping quarters. Now in this room, there should be a large, very large comfortable bed. The bed can be any colour you like, any size you like, but ideally with very comfortable pillows, very comfortable mattress, and a comfortable duvet. Now as you enter the bedroom and sit on the edge of the bed, you'll be facing a wall, and on that wall I want you to imagine a clock. And the clock that you're looking at says the time that it is right now. And now I want you to see the hands of the clock moving round until they stop at the time that you wish to wake up. Whatever time that is for you. It can be on the hour, on the half hour, quarter past, 5 past, 11 minutes past, 21 minutes past. Whatever it is for you, that's the time that you wish to wake up. So set that time in your head now. Now I want you to lie back in the bed and relax. Now as you lie back, it's important that you don't cross your arms, your fingers, don't cross your legs, don't touch anything or anybody. Just simply lie there and enjoy the silence. And now I want you to take a deep breath in and hold it, and breathe out and relax. Take another deep breath in and hold it and relax. Take another deep breath in and hold it and relax. Now once you've taken 3 deep breaths in, that is a signal to your brain that it's time to go to sleep. And you've already set the time that you wish to wake up in the morning. And now I want you to relax your head. Relax your scalp. Feel your scalp relaxed. Relax your forehead. Feel your forehead relax. Feel all the tension slip away. Now relax your eyelids. Feel the tension relax and slip away. Now relax your face. See, my face is relaxed. Now relax your tongue. My tongue is relaxed. Now relax your jaw. Feel all the tension from your jaw draining away. My jaw is relaxed. Relax your throat. I feel my throat relaxed. My throat is relaxed. Now relax your shoulders. Feel your shoulders relax. Now relax your upper arms. Relax your elbow. Relax your forearm. Relax your hands and your fingers. Relax. Now relax your back, your upper back. Relax your chest. Relax your abdomen, your stomach area. Now relax your lower back. Feel your lower back relaxed. Now relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves and your ankles. Relax your feet and your toes. Relax. And now as you breathe in and out, take another deep breath. And again, relax. And as you're sinking into the duvet, you're saying to yourself, I am falling into a deep, deep sleep. I am falling into a deep, deep sleep. Now for some of you, there might be thoughts coming in. You might be getting reminded of things at this stage, if you're still awake. Then to deal with those, you need to say to yourself, I'm falling asleep and there's nothing I can do about it now. If the thought persists, or if you need to remember in the morning, then I want you to imagine those thoughts are behind doors that are surrounding your bed. And the doors are opening. And the person or the thing on the other side of the door is trying to remind you. I want you to ask the person to write out in black on a white piece of paper exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. And at the end of your bed, there's a wooden chest. It's like a pirate's chest that you might see on Pirates of the Caribbean, where you open it up and it's full of jewels and coins. But this time the chest is completely empty. So you get the person or the thought that's written out on the white piece of paper in black to put it into the chest. Drop into that chest whatever it is you have to deal with in the morning. And then when you wake up in the morning, you'll open the chest and you'll deal with whatever is in there. So right now, any thoughts, any reminders, any lists of things you have to do, put them into the chest. You're sinking into the bed. And then you say to yourself, I am falling into a deep, deep sleep. 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 I am falling into a deep,